Hi, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. And in our short Bible messages for this week, we're looking at Bible snapshots of faith. Today's installment features two people of faith who were blessed to welcome Jesus when his parents brought him to the temple as a baby. This account comes from the New Testament of the Bible in Luke chapter 2. Joseph and Mary, the earthly parents of Jesus, bring the infant Jesus to the temple for ritual purification, for a sacrifice to the Lord, and to present Jesus to the Lord because he is their firstborn child. All this is to keep the commandments of the law of Moses. Now when Joseph and Mary enter the temple with their special new baby, who had been just over a month old, they meet two special people in the temple. These people, Simeon and Anna, show us two wonderful examples of patient faith. First, Mary and Joseph and Jesus encounter Simeon in Luke 2, starting in verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled about what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Can you put yourself in Simeon's shoes? He is righteous and devout, probably saddened by the weak moral and national condition of the Jews in his day. Would you and I have had the patient faithfulness to wait for God to bring the Messiah into the world? What about waiting for the Messiah to return for a second time? Are we waiting patiently and faithfully for that? Simeon has had a revelation from the Holy Spirit that he will not die until he sees the Lord's Christ, the Messiah. When Mary and Joseph walk in the temple carrying Jesus, Simeon knows that this is the moment he's been waiting for. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Simeon gathers Jesus into his arms, praises God, and declares that this child is God's salvation, prepared to be a light to the Gentiles and a glory to Israel. What a special moment for Simeon to see the baby Messiah before he dies. What an encouragement to Mary and Joseph to have Simeon acknowledge how unique and special their baby will be. But Simeon is not the only messenger at the temple on this day. Luke 2, starting in verse 36, tells us, "And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem." Here is another patient and faithful person, a woman who is a prophetess and a widow. Anna was married only 7 years and has been widowed ever since, and now she is 84. And the Bible tells us that Anna continues in the temple night and day, worshiping with fasting and prayer. She also approaches Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, giving thanks and spreading the good news about Jesus to faithful people nearby. In Anna's twilight years, she is able to witness the great Redeemer of Israel in the flesh, Jesus, the Son of God. Instead of becoming bitter about her difficult life, Anna leaned on the Lord, and God is rewarding Anna's long life of service by using her to share the good news of his son's birth. Maybe you are in your twilight years. Are you continuing faithfully in God's service? A long life of service to God requires patient faith, faith that our Lord will return to reward his servants. If you are not yet in those twilight years, devote yourself fully to God's service now. Establish habits of worship, prayer, and praise that will stay with you as you age. Show yourself to be a patient, faithful servant of God like Simeon and Anna. One day you too will see our Savior Jesus. Thanks for listening to these Bible thoughts today from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.